Fredor Moon, a novel of the polity, by Neil Asher, read by Rick Jarrow. Avalon Outlink Station lay on the border of the polity, that expanding political dominion ruled by artificial intelligences and, to those who resented unhuman rule, the supreme autocrat, Earth Central. In the entire history of the polity, only one living alien intelligence had been encountered. An enigmatic entity that for no immediately apparent reason, it being neither ophidian or fire-breathing, named itself Dragon, and ever since spent its time baffling researchers with its Delphic pronouncements. Ruins were found, artifacts certainly the product of very advanced technologies, traces of extinct star-faring civilizations, but no other living sentience. Now, a live one had been found. Avalon, once travelling at 1/4 C, now slowed on the borders of what scientists named, after translation and much academic debate, the Praedor Second Kingdom. As Jebel Krong understood it, humans and AIs, though having long been in communication with the entities living in that kingdom, were yet to actually see them. Their ships had been encountered, only to speed away. Probes were sent in to survey the kingdom worlds, and many of them destroyed by the Praedor, perhaps understandable caution on their part, but those surviving returned data on high technological societies based on watery worlds, some pictures of strange organic dwellings, cities seeming as much at home on land as in sea, and large shoreline enclosures holding herds of creatures like giant mudskippers. However, even those probes were destroyed before returning pictures of the Praedor themselves. However, researchers managed to work out some facts from the data returned. The Praedor were creatures at home on both land and in the sea. The design of their ships and some nuances of their language indicated they might be exoskeletal, maybe insectile. They had not developed sophisticated AI, so it seemed likely they were highly individualistic, highly capable as individuals, and definitely somewhat paranoid in outlook.